You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In Tampa, Tacoma, or with Great Yoma, try to watch us by the radio.
Well, folks, in a lot of ways, love is on the air tonight. We're going to do a lot of things for you during this next hour. As I promised, I have an expert on the line with me here. Gee, I've known Gary Bourgeois for, I guess, about 4 years now, isn't it, Gary? Are you there?
I actually heard your very first ever show. I just happened to be tuning around, and that's how I discovered you.
And where was that?
It was on a network run by a gentleman who is no longer in the business.
That was the Becker Satellite Network,
yes.
if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And if I also remember correctly, the shows were pretty terrible back then because I really, even though as a teenager I had been a DJ on Armed Forces Radio Network in Japan, it had been so many years since I'd been in front of a microphone in any capacity that I really sounded pretty bad.
Well, I tell you, one of these days I'm going to have to go through and dig up some of my tapes because I have a lot of those shows on tape. I found them fascinating.
Well, I'm glad that you did. You know, I was really amazed because I really didn't think anybody was listening because I was only on satellite. And then I started getting letters, and they were coming from all over the country and in other from other countries.
Yep.
And I was amazed at how many people were listening to my broadcast on satellite, and they didn't even have any way to know that it was even there.
Yeah, well, that satellite that you were on actually could make it all the way to England. I've talked to people who have picked it up over there.
And we did get some letters from England. As I said, I was absolutely astounded. Over the years, I think at first you probably were wondering, you know, where's this guy coming from? But over the years, we've become friends, and,
yep.
And you're actually the person who does our reruns when I can't be around.
Yeah, that's me.
So right in front of the whole world, I want to thank you for that.
Well, that's what we're here for.
And you are also sort of the nuts and bolts type person of all of this radio stuff and satellite stuff and electronics things that I don't even know how to pronounce. You know all about that stuff.
Well, I've been a communications person ever since I was a kid. I fell in love with radio broadcasting probably about the age of seven. And I, by the time I was 11, I knew I wanted to be a DJ, and I got my first little low-power AM transmitter at the age of 12, and it just kind of grew from there.
Well, I think that's wonderful, and I think it's wonderful how you have really been quite a catalyst in helping so many people, me included, get on the air and get the right equipment and contact the right people and make sure that everything is plugged in right.
Well, see, I have a selfish reason for doing this, Bill. I like listening to this stuff. And I would hear a program sometimes on shortwave, and I think, gee, that's an interesting show, but it always keeps fading out. Let's see if we can get them on satellite.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the stations love it because it gives them a nice clean feed direct to the broadcast station as well.
Sure. And a lot of people out there who listen on shortwave don't realize how easy it is to receive a satellite broadcast and how much better that broadcast is.
Oh, it's just like your FM station. I mean, it's clear, there's no fading, there's never any interference. It's marvelous. The whole reason I got my first satellite system was just so I could listen to the BBC. That's all I thought that I wanted.
Uh-huh.
And as I got more and more into it and found all of the interesting stuff and some of the hidden stuff and some of the fascinating stuff, and when I found out that CNN was not the answer to news, I guess I became totally hooked.
Actually, what people see on the news, even on a 24-hour news broadcast channel like CNN, what they're seeing is hourly repeats of the same news over and over again that they find on the other channels when they air the news. It's basically almost word for word, exactly verbatim the same.
It's all sanitized. The interesting thing is there is news up there that never makes it to any of these big national broadcasters.
And when you have satellite systems like I do and like you do, and we see these things on the satellite stations and also on the KU bands, which are up until recently were sort of unknown to the world, it's amazing what doesn't get broadcast, especially in this country, and even what's more amazing probably is why it doesn't get broadcast. What are some of the things that people can find on satellite?
Oh, boy. Well, of course, there are several channels of audio devoted to the kind of thing that you hear here, except in FM quality. As far as video stuff, my favorite thing is to go cruising the KU band. Now, I watched those feeds from the that operation that recently concluded down south.
Uh-huh.
And we got to see we got to see the interviews with the Russian soldiers. Never made any of the regular news. People don't believe when you tell them there's all these foreign troops in our country. They tell us we're crazy. Well, we've seen it on the satellite.
They also didn't hear the remarks by the officers, the commanding general, referring to the role of American and Eastern Bloc Warsaw Pact troops in the peacekeeping operations that will make the New World Order a reality.
Yeah, in fact, those were the exact words they used, New World Order. I was watching, it was Operation Cooperative Nugget.
That's
and
correct.
They had a feed on KU band up every afternoon, and it was amazing the stuff that was there. And again, you never saw any of this on the regular TV. Another case in point involves the Waco tragedy and also the Oklahoma tragedy. Now, with a satellite system, you got to see unfiltered stuff. We got to see, for instance, with Waco, I got to see the actual infrared live transmissions from the black helicopter that was circling day and night. That was on the KU band. It was up there 24 hours a day. Apparently somebody somewhere was watching, but that was never picked up. I'm sure that the news organizations were told not to rebroadcast that. We saw all kinds of different angles
mm-hmm.
that never made it to CNN,
mm-hmm.
Plus the commentary.
Mm-hmm.
When Oklahoma happened, we heard mention of a second bomb that day. and yet it never made it out to the regular national newscast. We saw the cameras up close before, as always happens in a situation like this, everybody gets moved back just out of camera range, so you can't really see anything. Even with a long, shaky lens, you can't pick up the detail that they were getting. They were right there in front of the building on the street. It was total chaos. And this was all with the, when the satellite uplink trucks first got there. But that footage never made it to the regular broadcast news media.
That's correct. And as soon as we understood what was happening and got our satellite going, we actually were able to see two columns of smoke, one from this small crater just outside in the little left, the center of the building in the front, and one from the center of the building. And then we saw the news feeds from Oklahoma City, and the announcer actually stated that there were two explosions.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you tell this to people now, of course, they just think you're crazy.
Yeah. But that's the only way, folks. Once the news becomes filtered, once it comes under the control of whoever in the world controls it, you don't hear the truth anymore. We were watching on KU band when the feds came in and began to clear the area, and when they said that they had found a second bomb, and we watched the bomb truck go in there Not the bomb squad, but the, demolition team or something that disarms bombs. I used to know what you call those people when I was in the Navy, but I've sort of blocked it all out.
Yeah.
But, this, you know, normally if someone went down to their satellite dealer and said, hey, I want to install a dish.
You know what they'll give you? If you go to a regular satellite dealer, they'll give you HBO and all the cable stuff. They won't even tell you this stuff exists.
That's correct. Not only that, but they will begin to quote you prices that makes you wish you never.
Oh yeah, the typical price you hear quoted for a satellite system is $3,000, and that's what scares everybody off. And that's why this little RCA thing, totally controlled 18-inch dish that you're hearing so much about. Everybody thinks it's a satellite dish. Friends, it's not. It's cable from the sky. It's totally controlled. It's Big Brother in action. Everything comes from one satellite filtered through one uplink center, and it is 100% sanitized.
That's right, and you don't have a prayer of getting anything other than what they offer.
No, that's absolutely right. And what surprises people when I tell them, you know, you can get a real satellite system for less than that, they're amazed because people don't know this. It's not generally known that for less than what you would pay for that little satellite system, which gives you cable stuff, you can actually get something that will bring you some decent programming into your home.
The whole world, in fact.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
I like to watch Deutsche Welle and a lot of the other things. In fact,
BBC, 3 o'clock, I don't know if you're up that late. I think it would be at midnight your time. There's BBC Breakfast News, actually.
Uh-huh.
It's their morning newscast. That's always interesting to watch.
Yeah.
There's a lot of international newscasts. And if you speak other languages, there's a tremendous resource there. And even if you can't speak the language, the pictures tell the story. There's right now on KU band the Chinese version of CNN. I mean, it's not really CNN. It's their China news channel. It's all in Chinese.
Uh-huh.
But you can look at the pictures and you can see what they consider to be important.
That's correct. Also, the Japanese news, Dubai has a...
The Dubai. Now, that's interesting because they've got several programs in English, their newscast.
Not only is it interesting, but if you watch that Dubai channel occasionally, you'll find that the Middle Eastern folk are being portrayed as something that they're absolutely not.
That's correct.
In fact, they're very moral, they're like anybody else, only they're extremely... I mean, you don't see any of the smut on their channel that you see.
Oh, they absolutely. In fact, it's interesting because many of the Middle Eastern countries forbid satellite dishes because of the stuff that's on the European satellites,
mm-hmm.
Especially the high-power direct satellites. And again, it's the European version of Big Brother, where they have these high-power direct broadcast satellites, and it's the kind of programming you don't want your family to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about something that most people aren't aware of. I wasn't aware of this until, you know, somebody turned me, I was looking for a way to get on radio, and somebody turned me on to this little dinky satellite network, which I really can't say anything bad about, because if it hadn't been for Scott Becker, I wouldn't have got on the air. So I'm very appreciative of that, and I'm very thankful that he gave me that opportunity. It didn't work out, and I moved on to other things, but I didn't know it until I actually became a part of it, that there's a whole other world on satellite called satellite radio.
Yes. Oh, yes. There are several channels, as I mentioned earlier, of Patriot programming. There are stations from all over the country. Plus, if you can get the Canadian satellites, which come in real well here where I am in the north, you can see, in fact, I was watching a program tonight which astounded me. It was a kid's show dealing with comic books, and they interviewed a guy about two homosexual superheroes. And there, that particular lifestyle is actively promoted in their media, even more so than here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've received, because I've heard, I listen to your show every night, and you've gotten calls from people in Canada who tell you that, you know, they're like three steps ahead.
Oh, they're way ahead. They are so far into the New World Order that it is absolutely amazing that you can get arrested for just criticizing a politician.
Yep. You cannot put a political message on your answering machine.
Yeah.
There. It's astounding. It is definitely the New World Order. And if you really want to wake up, one way to do it is to tune around satellite radio and satellite video.
Another good way to wake up is to listen to this communist geek outfit called Radio for Peace International.
Oh, those guys.
Which is it's a communist propaganda arm of the United Nations, funded by the United Nations, and they have a program called Right Radio Watch, which is like listening to something from Nazi Germany criticizing the enemies of Der Führer.
Well, that pretty much explains it, Bill. In fact, anyone with a half-open mind listening to that program knows exactly what their agenda is.
That's correct. It's like a Charlie Chaplin comedy or something. It's not that sophisticated, though. It's more like a Harold Lloyd.
I remember when they first went on the air, they were broadcasting out of some shopping center someplace in Central America. So.
Well, wait, we got to watch that. Rush Limbaugh criticized, you know, that when they released that presidential staff memo on shortwave radio.
Oh, yeah.
Of all the criticism that the president has made of shortwave radio, in that memo, I was the only name mentioned. And Rush Limbaugh, in an effort to take the blame away from himself, read the memo on the air, and he said, "See, folks, it's not me. It's really not me the president's talking about. It's this guy, William Cooper, who broadcasts out of a homemade studio in a storefront."
Well, yes. Casting blame is something that the big boys always manage to do. They want to come out squeaky clean.
Hey, that was the greatest compliment that could ever be paid to me. It means that I am hitting my target. I am right on the mark. I have studied these people for so many years that I probably know them better than anybody, or at least as much as anybody possibly could in this day and age. And one thing that I've discovered, if you're not a real threat to them, if they're not afraid of what you're doing, they totally ignore you. You're never even acknowledged as existing. When they mention shortwave radio, it means somebody is getting to them. But when they mention you by name, then that's a great compliment, and I take it that way. And when Rush Limbaugh, the granddaddy who sits on half his brain, reads it on the air,
well, you know you've arrived.
I know I've arrived. Not only have I arrived, but it was sort of an acknowledgement that I have outdone Rush.
Well, one thing I want to mention, Bill, to people who listen to the Hour of the Time, because I go back to when you started. When you began this, you were a lone voice in the wilderness. Nobody else was doing this kind of programming. you were it. And for the Johnny-come-latelys who've just, you know, gotten their shortwave radios and they hear all this alternative thought, it started. It started here on this program.
Well, you know, I wasn't really aware of that for a long time, but then other people began to tell me that I did begin this. And not only that, I began to sometimes listen to some of these other broadcasts, which, by the way, some of them are doing an excellent job.
Yeah.
Others are teaching people to run around and chase their own tail until they're totally ineffective and inadequate and incompetent and everything else. But I've also noticed a pattern of imitation, which is also a wonderful form of flattery. They even sometimes choose exactly the same music, which...
Same music, same words.
That's right.
I've heard people sign off the same way you do.
Well, be that as it may, I think what I want to get across to people tonight is that there's another world out there. And it's not just on shortwave, and it certainly isn't on AM or FM. If it were, you would see a lot of things becoming right in this country already, but they keep it off of those controlled media. And the way they do that is through the FCC and through ownership. If you see a radio station begin to broadcast the truth, and it's not solely owned 100% by a stubborn individual who refuses to sell, pretty soon you'll find out that it's sold and it's changed to a all-sport station or some silly nonsense like that. But on satellite are so many different broadcasting people and messages and things that you never hear anywhere else. And even if you want to hear what's standard on radio and you're not in an area where you can get it off a satellite. Which is another a good thing. Now, Gary,
I mean, if you ever do want to hear easy listening music, which is real hard to find now, everybody's gone to rock and roller country. There are several easy listening channels that just play that nice peaceful music that sometimes we need to relax with. There are several stations that play Christian oriented music, which is real nice too.
Is that guy still up there who used to play all the old 50s things that you never hear anywhere anymore?
There are a couple of programs like that.
Those are my favorite. When I just want to relax, that's what I want to listen to. Gary, I'm sure you've heard, I know you listen to the broadcast, maybe not every night, but quite often.
Every night. It's my job.
I'm sure you've heard about our offer of the FM... radio.
Yes, I think that is absolutely wonderful. This is something that I've been talking about for years. Low power community radio. I think this is the time for it now. An alternative voice that, you know, people can hear that don't have a satellite receiver, and rather than, you know, listening to the normal stuff that's on the AM and FM bands. You, as a listener to this program, if you believe in what's happening, you can actually put this stuff out on the air in your local community.
What we're thinking of doing is creating a network of low-power stations across the country that will either rebroadcast this program simultaneously and others, or create their own programming to spread the word, and... either rebroadcast it from shortwave or rebroadcast it from tapes that they purchase from us, or pluck it off the satellite and rebroadcast it, and create this network across the country that will be able to broadcast in areas that would never, ever hear the truth in a million years without these people doing that.
Well, I think it's an idea whose time has come. I think that most of the people that you can reach with shortwave and fax machines and internet have pretty much been reached. I mean, there are more coming in, but now it's time to filter this message down to the general population.
Uh-huh. One of the good things that, if you can call it that, I don't think anything about the Oklahoma bombing was good. But something good did happen for shortwave in that all of the comments criticizing the so-called hate mongers of shortwave radio, which I haven't heard one yet. I haven't heard anybody on shortwave radio hates anybody except maybe a couple of these people who call themselves Christians who are always spouting their superiority and talking about the inferiority of certain racial groups.
Those are very few and far between.
And those aren't patriot broadcasts. Those are religious broadcasts that none of us agree with.
Yeah, in fact, none of those guys are on satellite, which is interesting.
That is interesting. But the good thing that happened was that all of that criticism of shortwave radio literally emptied Radio Shack of shortwave radios within a week,
mm-hmm.
all over the country. And we picked up an awful lot of people who had never listened to shortwave radio before in their life. In fact, didn't even know it existed, except that if they saw it in some old World War II movie where the spy in Germany was listening to the shortwave radio BBC to get his code word to start the operation or something. So we picked up a tremendous number of new listeners simply because of that. This whole thing of trying to blame Americans, real Americans who love their country and love the principles and ideals upon which it was founded, for this thing that happened in Oklahoma City has backfired on these people.
Yeah, it's interesting how that worked. I've seen that kind of thing happen before. The same thing happened during the Waco siege.
Yes.
Now, the only problem there was that right before they burned Waco, they burned down the radio station.
That's correct. And they burned it down right after. In fact, it was the very night that I gave the warning to the world that unless we stopped what was happening there, that they were going to murder all of those people in that church. And then they burned down the radio station.
The funny thing is, it was right after your broadcast.
Yes, which should have told the world something. I'm not sure if the world was really listening then, but I know that a good segment of the world is listening now. Too much has happened to be able to ignore it anymore.
You can't turn back the pages anymore.
Yeah, and even
Penny is out of the bottle.
Even people who have never paid any attention are beginning to pay attention now. I'm going to be right back in just a second.
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
You'll stop paying the elbow tax when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser.
I love those old commercials.
I don't know where you come up with some of these things, like the radio jingles. Some of your bits and musical bridges are amazing.
Well, thank you. Somebody told me once I have an eclectic taste in music, and I guess that's right, because I tend to like all different kinds of music, but the good, I think there's good in every kind of music that there is.
Yeah, there's a lot of great music. In fact, I remember a show you did on that other satellite network where you did a whole hour of nothing but musical cuts, and they were all great.
Wow, I can't even remember that.
Oh, I've got it here.
We'll have to talk about trading some tapes or
something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, now, let's get back to this. Folks, what I brought Gary on tonight for, and we've sort of set the stage for what we're going to talk about in the last half of the hour here, is to talk about how you can set up your own satellite Earth station. Isn't that what they call it?
Yep.
Earth station.
Yeah, that's right.
So, see, we got this thing up there in space, and you're down here on the Earth. So you're going to set up an Earth station to communicate with this thing that's up there in space, and it has a lot to offer you. Now, whether or not you ever listen to any of the satellite radio, there's a tremendous world up there on video. There's a tremendous world of radio. There's a tremendous world from foreign countries. There's a tremendous world that nobody knows about except those of us who have sort of concentrated our system in that area, and that's KU band, which is where most of the news feeds and the feeds on satellite that people don't want you to see or hear. And even lately, they begin to scramble the audio. Have you noticed that, Gary?
Sometimes if you tune around, you can usually get it in the clear.
Uh-huh.
But you do have to look for it. I've noticed some feeds that have missing audio, so I think they may be digitized.
Yeah. But nonetheless, what we've been most interested in has been the video anyway.
Right.
Because that's where they...